I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Election season's about to begin in India, the world's largest democracy by population. Starting April 11th, some 900 million eligible voters will head to the ballot box. Now, the outcome is far from certain, but one thing is crystal clear. Christians are caught in the crosshairs. Persecution is up by 57%. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman tells us,
because they're not Hindu, they're not considered Indian. They are targeted because they are a minority. They're not going along with what everybody else is. People are coming to know Jesus, and that also causes problems too.
Ask God to protect his followers in India. Connect with VOM Canada through links at our website.
Prayer is always the most important thing that we can do. And then in that prayer, the Lord may move us to do something practical.
And sometimes loving people like Jesus and sharing the gospel message is just messy. But E3 Partners' Jeff Johnston says the organization offers training to help.
I think one of the tendencies we have is to just think that the first step should always be like, hey, I should invite this person to church. And what this story really emphasizes is that that's not always the first step. In fact, a lot of the times that might be step 4, 5, 6, 7. It's all about meeting people where they are and showing a lot of grace, genuinely caring about these people.
There's also a need to trust God in the process, even if it means not seeing the fruit of our labor. Get details on the training opportunities at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.